Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and I'm excited to hear from Susan Washko. Susan, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So tell me a little bit about your work at the U of A.
I am an aquatic ecologist. So here at the U of A, there's not a lot of water out in the desert. So I study what are called tanajas, which are eroded depressions in rock outcrops or canyons. And when it rains, those depressions fill with water. And then an aquatic community of insects colonizes that water. And they go through their life cycles and everything before the water dries. And that's what I'm studying, is how the hydroperiod, or the length of inundation of those pools, is related to the insects that we find within them.
Wow. So what are the typical sizes of these pools?
They can be anything. Some of them look like a backyard swimming pool size. Some of them are the size of a mixing bowl or a popcorn bowl.
Nice. And what type of insects are typically in those bowls?
It depends.
Yeah.
But there are two general kinds. There are active dispersers and passive dispersers. Hmm. Active dispersers are insects like beetles and giant water bugs and different kinds of flies. And they fly away when the pool dries to escape the lack of water. And then the other kind, passive dispersers, are things like fairy shrimp and other crustaceans that have a dormant life stage, like a resting egg or a larva that can survive in the dry sediment. And they wait for water to come back.
Whoa. So how is drought and climate change affecting the creation of these pools for these amazing little mini ecosystems?
We don't know very much about these insects. And while the pools have been there for a long time and they're carved into the rocks, with climate change, we're worried that there won't be as much rain as before and that evaporation will be higher from the increased heat. Mm. So the pools might dry a lot faster, which might mismatch with the life cycle timing of some of these insects.
You said you're an ecologist, an aquatic ecologist. And so what is a day in the life of an aquatic ecologist in the desert?
In the desert?
Well, had to throw that in there, right?
I guess you got to find water first. So whether you're walking around downtown at the Santa Cruz River, or you're up at Sibino Canyon looking at Seven Falls, or wandering the desert looking for where there might be a potential tanaja, you're just concentrated on finding that water and then understanding the life within it and how adapted it is to desert conditions, and how these species, they're sometimes endemic or endangered, and they're really, really special.
Tell me the name of the water bodies. They're called tanajas?
Tanajas, yeah.
And what's the origin of that?
I believe it comes from an old Spanish word for bowl.
Okay.
In different parts of the world, they have different names. In Australia, they come from an Aboriginal word. It's nama, G-N-A-M-M-A. Huh. They are called rock pools generally in most of the world.
Wow. So what do you do? Do you listen to music?
I do listen to music.
Right on. And so what do you listen to?
It really depends on my mood.
What tanaja she's at, right?
Yeah. I listen to a lot of folk and bluegrass. If I'm studying, I might listen to Tropical House or something. Huh. Yeah, it really depends. I like classic rock. I like jazz. It all depends.
Well, that's great. Well, your work sounds outstanding. I look forward to reading more about it. Thank you so much, Susan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.